Good morning. Today's daf and kedushin is hey. We are starting on the very top of Hey Amud Aleph, continuing now with the three mechanisms in which one can affect kedushin. Opening mishnah of the Masechta Aisha Niknes B'Shosh Derachim. The first daf and a half, Beis and Gimel, talked about the lashonos of the mishnah. We spent a daf and a half on four words of the mishnah. But anyway, there are three ways in which a man can be mekadesh a woman, and that of course is kesef, shar, and bia. Yesterday's daf dalet, so we went through the makaros of kesef and bia. Where in the Torah do we find that kesef is a mekadesh, a man can be mekadesh a woman with kesef, and where in the Torah can we find that a man can be mekadesh with bia? So yesterday we cited sources for both. The source for kesef is admittedly a little bit complicated because it's not straight out of the Torah. It's not an open apostle, but rather it is a combination of drushas. Two drushas, actually, to be specific. One of them is kicha mistei efron, and the other one is the yasachinam in kasef. Anyway, go back to yesterday's daf to review exactly how we arrived at the conclusion that that kesef works. But the conclusion is very clear: kesef in fact works. Then yesterday we went through bia. Bia was a very short discussion of the Gemara of va'alah. The Torah says that a man takes a woman and he is intimate with her. That intimacy creates kedushin. That was bia. And now we're up to shtar. So we are in today's daf, and very little introduction. We go right into today's daf. We start with the first word on the amud u'minayin shaf b'shtar. So how do I know that shtar also is going to be a mechanism in which it affects kedushin v'dinhu? So the Gemara says, well, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to make the following argument. Ma kesef she'emotzi machnis, shtar she'emotzi einu din she'machnis. Well, let's take a look at what kesef does. So kesef ein emotzi. It doesn't exit a woman, doesn't create a divorce. And meanwhile, it enters a woman into marriage. So shtar shemotzi ein din shemachnis. So what can shtar do? Shtar can exit. Shtar creates a gerushin. So if they could create gerushin, so for sure it could create a kedushin as well. So malak kesef shekein podim bo hekdesh shemaiser sheni. So tamar shtar shein podim bo hekdesh shemaiser sheni. The Gemara says it's a false comparison. You can't compare kesef to shtar. Kesef has other characteristics, has other abilities, notably. Kesef, what you could do with it is you could redeem hektish, you could redeem Meiser Sheni. Now, by shtar, you can't. Shtar is not a vehicle that can be used for redemption. So, dichsiv, v'nasama kesef v'kam lo. So, and the Gemara just simply cites a pasuk, although, to be quite honest, this pasuk that the Gemara just cited isn't exactly a pasuk, but it doesn't matter. Meaning, the point is, the Gemara makes this point numerous times, and that is that pigeon can only be done with kesef. It can only be done with redemption. So, we tried at first to say that how do I know that shtar could affect kedushin? Well, it seems to be a logical argument. If kesef works, so then shtar for sure should work. But the Gemara points out it's not a good kal v'chomer because kesef has more universal application. So we're up to a next attempt. So amar krav yatzav ha'isa make yishav ha'vayi leitzia ma yitzia b'shtar av ha'vayi enami b'shtar. So I have what's called hekesh. So this is a classic limud, and that in the same pasuk I have both havaya and yitzia. Right, I was going to say this week's parsha, almost next week's parsha. So in next week's parsha, we have in the same pasuk both the topic of gerushin and nisuin, or in this case kedushin. Really, we're focusing on the kedushin. So just like shtar can create the gerushin, so too can create the kedushin as well. So v'akish nam yitzia la'avayim ayavayim bekesef av yitzia bekesef. The Gemara says, wait 1 second. If we have a hekesh between gerushin and kedushin, and so therefore it should work in both directions. Why not? Meaning, so once I'm saying that shtar, which works by gerushin, should work by kedushin, so I got this great idea, and that is, let's go in the other direction. Let's say that kesef that works by kedushin should also work by gerushin as well. So I'm Rabbi Yomer Kesef Machnis Kesef Motzi Sanegor Yase Kategor. Gemara has such an interesting response. The Gemara says, well, here's why I can't do that. You see, I can't do that because what's going to happen is that if the kesef, which is going to create marriage, is also going to sever the marriage, end the marriage, so then what people are going to say is that the sanegor yasek kategor, that the defendant ends up becoming the prosecutor. Okay. Probably you remember this from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If my memory is good, it's daf chavav in Rosh Hashanah. We're in kategor nasa sanegor. If you remember the Gemara's discussion over there regarding using a para for shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I know it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, appropriate time to even mention it. So the Mishnah says that I can use basically any shofar that I want, any horn of any animal that I want. Truth of the matter is that the Mishnayos are a little bit mysterious in terms of whether or not that's in fact true. We're endorsing all shofars, but anyway. But you can't use, the Mishnah says, but you can't use the shofar shalpara. Why not? So the Mishnah doesn't say it. Well, that's not true. The Mishnah over there says, anyway, as you can see, I spent some time in Rosh Hashanah over the summer, so this I remember pretty well. Anyway, but one of the reasons why in the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Ula, one of the reasons why you can't use the shofar of a para is because in kateger nasa sanegor, you can't use something which was really a prosecutor, i.e. it was involved in the chet ha'egel, obviously not the para that you were, that you shechted, but still, in other words, you can't take that which was involved in the chet ha'egel and now use it to defend us on Rosh Hashanah, blowing the shofar of said animal on Rosh Hashanah in kateger nasa sanegor. So over here, really interesting application over here, and that is we don't want the sanegor to be the kateger. If kesef kedushin is what's getting into marriage, so then we don't want it to also be the motzi. Okay, just in of itself, by the way, just simple pshat in the Gemara over here. What's the kateger? What's the sanegor? But anyway, and also what I find fascinating in the Gemara over here is that the Gemara says yomru. Well, people are going to say, I don't know what to make of that, to be honest. Meaning what people are going to say, meaning is the Sanhedrin becoming the Kategor or not? And why does the Gemara say, well, here's what people are going to say, right? Generally speaking, we're not particularly that worried about what the popular opinion is or the popular viewpoint. We're looking over here to say what is correct and what is not correct. So I'm... So Yomru Sharmotzi Sharmachnis, so Kategor Yasa Sanhedrin. I'm sorry. I'm Rabbi Yomer Kesef Machtis Kesef Motzi Sanegar Yasa Kateger. I hachi. So the Gemara says, well, if you're right about that, Shtar Nami Yomru, Shtar Motzi Shtar Machtis Kateger Yasa Sanegar. So the Gemara says, well, your argument now is going to be hurting us because we're trying to learn out Shtar for Kiddushin. How do I know about Shtar Kiddushin? Because of Shtar of Gerushin, otherwise known as a get. So, but the Gemara says, but wait one second. You didn't like going from Kesef Kiddushin to Kesef Gerushin. Because then the Sanhedrin is going to become the Kategor. Well, over here, aren't we saying the same thing just in the reverse? That the Shtar by Gerushin, which is the Kategor, now is going to be serving as the Shtar Kiddushin Sanhedrin? Well, you can't do that. So, Mila Dehai Shtar Lachud, Mila Dehai Shtar Lachud. The Gemara says, well, it's not the same Shtar. Meaning, yes, Shtar, of course, is a piece of paper. But what's more important than the piece of paper is that which is written on the piece of paper. So, in other words, they are... Even though they're the same, they're fundamentally different. A shtar gerushin is not the same thing as shtar kiddushin. Oh. So we don't run into the problem of sanegar becoming kateger, kateger becoming sanegar. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, hai kas b'luchud, hai kas b'luchud. Well, can I say the same thing regarding money? And the Gemara says, of course you can't say the same thing regarding money. Tiva miyachad hu. So the Gemara says, you can't say the same thing regarding money because money, of course, is the same. It's the same currency that's being used for both. Unlike shtars where we could differentiate simply by reading what's on the paper. If it's shtar kiddushin, we're going to read it. If it's shtar gerushin, we're going to read it. There obviously is the basic difference of what we're writing on the paper is different. Masha enkein, whenever I'm using kesef in order to effect, so it's the same kesef. So it's the same kesef. So now we run into the problem of the kateger becoming the sanegor. In this case, the sanegor becoming the kateger. Rav Amamakra. Oh, okay, fine. So, where are we right now? I know. By the way, today's Gemara is going to be a lot of this back and forth, a lot of arguments, counter arguments, right? A classic Gemara today. But anyway, but if we could just simply outline where are we right now? We want to know the source for shtar. How do I know the shtar affects kedushin? It's very simple. It's a simple question. And right now, where we're holding right now is answer number one, and that is Hekesh. The Hekesh that teaches us that in the same pasuk you have both Havai and Tzia. Havai is Kedushin, Tzia is Gerushin. And since Get works by Gerushin, it's the only way that it works by Gerushin, so too, Get also is going to be working by Kedushin as well. We're going to be using the Hekesh to pass it through. And then the Gemara just simply was bothered. Well, once the Hekesh moves Shtar from Gerushin to Kedushin, why isn't the same Hekesh, right? It should be a two-way street. Why isn't the same Hekesh also take Kesef and move it from Kiddushin to Gerushin? And the Gemara had an answer. Amar, Rava Amar Amakra. The kasef la b'ksiva misgareshes v'ena misgareshes b'kesef. So the Rav is going to give a different answer. Different answer to what question? Meaning, how do I know that the... How do I know that the Hekesh won't allow me to conclude that Kesef works both for the Kedushin and the Gerushin? And so Rava says, we don't have to go with this approach of Kategor Sanegor. We could just simply say it's a drasha. And because of law, b'ksiva miskareshev and miskareshev b'kesef. The Torah says that there's only one vehicle of divorce, and that's going to be shtar. Because of law, b'ksiva. So the Gemara says, okay, so I got an idea, and that is that the Ksiva is going to create Kedushin, the Ksiva is not going to create Kedushin. Maybe that's the intent of the Pasuk. The Gemara says, Aksiva Yatzav Aisa, Mekish V'chule. The Gemara says, yeah, but then what are you going to do? You're going to ignore the Hekesh? You can't ignore the Hekesh. So Mara Isa, so the Gemara says, okay, the Hekesh is telling me one thing, but the Drasha is telling me a different thing. And what we had to do is we had to assign. What is the logical pull in terms of giving the proper assignment? So the Gemara says, Mistabra Kai Begerishin, Mamai Gerishin, Kai Begerishin, Mamai Kedushin. So the Gemara says, look, if there's a miut in the world of Gerishin, right? By Gerishin, the Torah says, because of law, you will be writing it for her. Meaning there's only one mechanism of how this divorce is going to work. It's only going to be Ksiva. Ah. So in the world of Gerishin, so what the Torah is telling us is miut. Exclusion, meaning that the only way that a man could divorce a woman is via ksiva, otherwise known as get, but not kesef. What about the hekesh? Well, the hekesh is telling me a halacha that we're going to take from gerushin, going to move it over to kedushin, and over there the hekesh is obviously expansive. So the miut is going to be within the world of gerushin, but the hekesh is going to bring us to the world of kedushin. That's why the miut will exist only in the world of gerushin, and the hekesh will. And the Rebuy will take us to the world of Kedushin. Gemara says, great. So according to Rava, how do I know that for Gerushin Ksiva is the only mechanism and not Kesef? So he says, because of law, which is a miyut. Gemara says, yeah, but according to Rav Yossi, he uses that pasuk to darshan and uses it to teach us a different drush. And Rashi says, go back to the Gemara's in Gittin, back in Chaf Aleph, where we went over the halachas of Rav Yossi. But anyway, minale. So I'm across sefer krisa, sefer korsa vein davar acher korsa. Okay, so he's just gonna for Rav Yossi. What we're gonna do is to just simply borrow a different phrase in the pasuk that arrives at the same conclusion. Sefer korsa, only the book, meaning writing, the get, the shtar. Only that's good, what's going to create krisus. Nothing else is going to create krisus. V'rabbanan high krisus my avdilei. Now according to the chachamim who don't need this drasha. So what do they do with this pasuk? So what they're going to do is that they're going to teach me a different halacha, notably that krisus has to be a full severance. We've gone over this point already a number of times in Gittin. Number of times we get to go over it again here in the beginning of Kedushin. Okay, we just covered this back in Gittin, and that is that if you give a get with a string attached, so if it's an indefinite string, in other words, it's a condition with no term limits to it, so then that is not krisus. In other words, she will always be connected to you via that condition, and therefore it's not krisus. If, on the other hand, there are terms, in other words, that for 30 days you have to abide by the following condition, then it would be a krisus. Rav Yossi Glili Mikars Krisus Kanafke. Now, as far as Rav Yossi is concerned, he also arrives at that conclusion, but Karis Krisus. The Torah could have said Karis, it said Krisus, therefore it allows for two drashas. And Rabban and Karis Krisus, Lamashmo and the Chachamim do not feel that there are two drashas to be made over here. They only feel that there's one and only one drasha to be made. Okay. Where are we right now? Closed on the topic of Shtar. Meaning the Gemara's question is, how do I know the shtar works and is a vehicle, a mechanism in which it can affect Kedushin? And the answer is Hekesh. That's it. Meaning I know the Gemara took about 2/3 of an amma to go over this, but because the Gemara does what the Gemara does, the Gemara has to weigh, consider, counter-consider a number of other points, but when all said and done, we have a Hekesh in the Torah. right? V'yatzav ha'isa. In the same pasuk, you have both marriage and divorce. Since shtar works for, regarding divorce, so too shtar is also going to be working regarding kedushin as well. Good. Adkan. That almost takes us to the end of the first sugya of the Masechta. Here we are on Daf Hey, and we have just outlined the sources for all three different ways of how a man is mekadesh a woman. Now, mechad mechad lo asya tesi chad mitarte. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, we have now cited and sourced all three of the methods of kiddushin. Now the Gemara says, here's what I'd like to know, and that is, why do I need a source for all three? Can't I make a derivation, a limud, and get and have only two sources, and the third one I'm going to bring about through, let's call it a binyanav. The Gemara says, now here's what I know what we're not going to be able to do. I can't learn one from one, meaning that kesef and shtar and bia are so wildly different from one another. So I can't create a binyanav using one to one. But maybe what I could do is that I could use what's called the binyanav mishtei ksuvim. In other words, I'll take two of them, I'll look at the common characteristics of the two, and then I'll derive the third. And in doing so, what do we gain? So quite frankly, I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I don't know. I'm fully ready to admit. In other words, we have a drasha for all three. So this exercise of the Gemara right now is that instead of having a drasha for all three, maybe we don't need all three drashas. Maybe I could learn one from two, and therefore I won't need that third drasha. Okay. It's a very abstract discussion that we're having right now, or at least I think it's abstract, because we ultimately know after having covered the first four and a half dapim of our Masechta that we do have a limud for all three. Okay, so not sure what we gain in this exercise, but nevertheless, let's do the exercise. So the Gemara says, "Asya tesi." I'm sorry, "Chad mechad lo asya tesi chad mitarte." Okay, so let's learn one from two. Hi tesi. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so let's spell this out. What does that mean? What is it going to look like?" So lo lichtav rechmana b'shtar v'tesi mihanach. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so there should be no limud for shtar, and we can learn now from bia and kesef." So the Gemara says, "Malahanach shekena nasa meruba." Bia kesef. So there's hana with bia. There's hana with kesef. Okay. Hopefully, both of those points are self-evident. I won't have to spell it out how there's benefit from both bia and kesef. But when it comes to shtar, okay, shtar is just a piece of paper with writing on it. There's no hana that comes from shtar. So lo nichtav rechmana b'bia v'tesi mehanach. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? How about kesef? How about kesef and shtar? We'll have a limud for both of them. And bia will come out from a mematzinu. So malahanach shekein kinyana meruba. So the Gemara says, yeah, but kesef and shtar creates kinyanim in all other arenas of halacha. Right? Kesef and shtar are basically your normal mechanisms of how to acquire. And so I can imagine now that kesef and shtar works when it comes to marriage. Bia, how many other areas of halacha does bia acquire? The answer is, of course, not that many. You're going to be able to cite an example. Right? I can do that as well. But in other words, it's not meruba. It's not the same strength of kesef and shtar in terms of what it can acquire. So the Gemara says, okay, so scratch that idea. Let's try again. Lo nichtav rechmana, obviously, by the way, we're only going to have three different chances of doing this. Lo nichtav rechmana b'kesef v'tesi mehanach. So the Gemara says, okay, so let the Torah not have a source for kesef, and let's learn that from bia and shtar. So the Gemara says, man lahanach sheken yeshem bakarcha. So the Gemara says, no, when it comes to bia and shtar can be done against your will. Kesef cannot be done against your will. V'chi tema, kesef nami bakarcha ba'ama yivriya, be'ishus mi'alo ashkechan. Now it's true that there is an area where kesef can be done by karcha, and that's ama yivriya. Father could be selling the daughter against her will. But the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not ishus. In other words, that's selling your daughter to become an ama yivriya. Now, as you already heard me say multiple times, I'm going to say it again. The purpose of selling your daughter to become an ama yivriya is so that hopefully the owner will end up marrying her, a process called yi'ud, which we're going to get to later in this parak here in Kedushin. But the sale itself, the mechira itself, is not ishus. That does not create marriage. And so therefore, even though that's done by karcha, but it's not the ishus which is done by karcha. Okay, so what the Gemara says is that I can't learn out Kesef from Bien Shtar because Bien Shtar are done by Karcha. When is Bien Shtar done by Karcha? So over here, an important Rashi. Rashi, right, they're all important. But I'm just going to highlight this Rashi. Rashi by Karcha, Bia Kona, Bia Vama by Karcha. So where do I find that Bia's Kona? Yibum. Okay, a point we've gone over numerous times in Masechta Yavamos. Rashi here cites the Daf Nun Daled. So the Gemara over there says that for a Yavam to perform the mitzvah of Yibum to his Yavama, so it can be done Bal Karcha. Okay, a lot of rabbinic measures were put in so that it would not be done Bal Karcha. There's something called Maimer. Okay, not for now. Anyway, but the Etzem, fundamentally, Yibum is done Bal Karcha. And what about Shtar? Shtar is Bal Karcha? Same Rashi. Rashi says, sure. So Shtar works Bal Karcha when it comes to divorce. A man could divorce his wife Bal Karcha against her will. So we find both by Bia and by Shtar that's done Bal Karcha, but when it comes to Kesef, Kesef is not done Bal Karcha. That's the way Rashi understands the sugya. You could see the bottom Tosas over here. A lot of pushback on this Rashi. We're not going to go through the Tosas inside. I'm just being Mar Makam. I'm just showing you where to look in terms of more discussion on this topic of what is Bar Karcha and what isn't Bar Karcha. I already made this point once, but as long as we're here, let's just make the point again. We nowadays, Bizmanenu, we do not divorce women Bar Karcha, even though Me'ikar Hadin, according to the strict letter of the law, so the Gittin can be done Bar Karcha, but we don't do that. Why? Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. A couple days ago, I think we went over this. But anyway, in the 11th century, Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem, cursed the individual who divorces his wife, Bal Karcha. So because of the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, so we don't do this nowadays. However, we're learning the Gemara. Obviously, the Gemara preceded Rabbeinu Gershom. So from the Gemara's perspective, gerushin can be done Bal Karcha. Okay. Okay, continuing. Okay, so what the Gemara just did is a short exercise in if we didn't have a drasha by all three of them, and I only had a drasha of two of the three, couldn't I deduce the third from the other two? And the answer is no. The short answer is no. I'll tell you the truth. What we do get to do through this exercise is that we get to see the characteristics of Kesef and Shtar and Bia, meaning it is a way for the Gemara to highlight, you know, they're different. You know how they're different? And the Gemara goes through how each one of them is different than the other. And even one is different than the collective other two. So the Gemara does get to highlight differences between Kesef versus Shtar versus Bia. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Okay. This is going to be basically our big topic for today. And that is whether or not Chuppah could be used to be Mekadesh a woman. The opinion of Rav Huna, which we already alluded to earlier in the Masechta, but here we are in today's daf. Hey. And the Gemara is going to go through it now in detail. Shitas Rav Huna is that Chuppah can work as Kiddushin. Hopefully at this point you're wondering, well, how can he say that? Meaning the Mishnah already gave us a list. And it was a hard number. It was capped. All right, the Mishnah says, here are the three ways that you could be Mekadesh. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Chuppah's not in it. So how can Rav Huna now assert that, you know, there's a fourth? Where did that come from? Didn't our Mishnah basically scream out that there's no other way? I'm not introducing a new question. In fact, the Gemara later is going to be asking this very question. It's just so obvious. It's so obvious a question, I just foreshadowed it now. Okay, that's number one. Number two, what is Chuppah? Ask anyone who is involved in the study of Gemara. What is Chuppah? Well, it's the second stage of marriage, obviously. In other words, there are two stages of marriage. There is Kiddushin, there's Nisuin. Kiddushin, right? Very formal process. That's what we're learning about right now. We're already in day four now of discussing what is Kiddushin? Great. It's the first stage of marriage. What is Chuppah? Well, it's the second stage of marriage. Okay, great. What does it look like? That's funny. Nowhere in the Gemara does the Gemara articulate and express exactly what Chuppah looks like. Meaning, I could tell you clearly it's the second stage of marriage. Meaning, once Chuppah is done, so now all the financial responsibilities that the husband has to his wife are going to kick in. Once Chuppah is done, so husband and wife now are intimate with one another. Meaning, I can tell you what's going to happen after Chuppah's done, meaning now you're into the second stage of marriage. That part's clear. What is the actual process of Chuppah? I know this is going to sound strange, but you have already heard me say it, and that is we don't know. We don't know with certainty, with clarity, what exactly Chuppah looks like. In other words, it's not Bia. That's for sure. And how do I know that? Because we're using Chuppah right now as the fourth method of Kiddushin. One of the three methods of Kiddushin is Bia. Chuppah is definitely not Bia. Oh, so what is Chuppah? Well, they're under the canopy together. Okay. So you already heard me say this, but I'll say it again. And that is that we do not have clarity. We do not have certainty in terms of what Chuppah actually is. Rishonim, each one of them take a stake and take a position in terms of what exactly Chuppah is. Is it Yichud? Is it Yichud or Ilabia? Is it the canopy? Is it the fact that he brings her into her, he brings her into his house? Okay, so many Rishonim, many opinions. What we're going to do is that from this point going forward, which I'm just going to use the Gemara's language, I'm going to call it Chuppah with the assumption that we all know what Chuppah is, even though I just say parenthetically, we're not sure what Chuppah is. But that's irrelevant to the Gemara's discussion, meaning whatever it is, it's going to affect Kedushin. According to Rav Huna, I'm Rav Huna Chuppah Kone Mikav Chomer. Uma Kesef Sheina Machal B'Chuma Kone Chuppah Shemachal B'Chuma. Eino Din Shetikne. So now Rav Huna's first argument: how do I know the Chuppah works as Kiddushin, as a mechanism of Kiddushin? Well, Kesef, which Eino Machal B'Chuma, a man, specifically a Kohen, is Mekadish a woman, so Eino Machal B'Chuma. So she won't be able to eat truma. Now, if you're wondering, is that right? Hold that thought. But meanwhile, kesef is ain't a machal b'truma. So, and yet kesef creates a kinyan. Chuppah, which is machal b'truma. Once a woman undergoes the second stage of marriage, she undergoes chuppah. So now she's married to a kohen, fully married to the kohen. Stages 1 and 2. Now she's allowed to eat truma. So you see that Chuppah could do something that Kesef can't. What does that show us? That there's a strength of Chuppah over that of Kesef. If Kesef could create Kedushin, Chuppah can also create Kedushin as well. In other words, what we just outlined basically is a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says, V'Kesef Eino Machal V'Amar Ula. So the Gemara says, first of all, the Kal V'Chomer is built on something which is not factual. Meaning, the way the Kal V'Chomer is presented, it's simply not true. The truth of the matter is, Davar Torah Arusa Basi Shalal Chalas Betruma. When a woman goes through Erisin with a Kohen, at that point she can already eat Truma Min HaTorah. Shenemer, V'Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. V'Hai Kinyan Kaspohu. When a Kohen is Mekadosh a woman, now it is Kinyan Kaspo. As a result of that, she can already eat Truma. Uma Tam Amreino Chalas Zerasham Yim Zigulo Kos Beves Aviyev V'Tishkenu La'achia Ula Achosa. And the only reason why the Chachamim stepped in and said, hey, even though your Me'uresis can eat Truma, but don't give her Truma. Why not? Because she's not living with you right now. She's still living with her family. Her family are non-Kohanim. And what you're going to do is that you're going to invite her over, have a meal with you. The two of you are going to be eating Truma. And then she got full quickly and she wants to take the doggy bag home and she'll take the leftovers home. And she's going to be feeding the Truma to her family. So the Chachamim, for concern of this possibility, so they said, you know what, an Arus is not allowed to eat Truma. Exera de Rabbanan.
Does that work in both directions? The Bas Kohen, who's an Arus, can't eat Truma?
Yes.
And then are we concerned if she's in her
false house? Oh, right. Oh, in other words, is she... I think it works in both directions. I'm not sure if it's Exera in the other direction. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, sorry. I'm not certain. So the Gemara says fine. So Ella Parichachi. Okay, the Gemara says like this. Okay, so far we are trying to make the case for Rav Huna the Chuppah is in fact a method of kiddushin, and so we're gonna have to argue like this. We're gonna have to create now a new argument. Uma Kesef Sheino Gomer Kona. So when it comes to Kesef, which is Eino Gomer. In other words, Kesef could do a lot of things. It could start the marriage. It can enter into the marriage. But Eino Gomer, in other words, it doesn't complete the marriage. It only gets us to the first stage of marriage, not the second stage of marriage. Chuppah shegomeres Eino din shetikna. Well, if Chuppah is a closer, because that's what Chuppah does, it gets you into the second stage of marriage. So Eino din shetikna, so shouldn't it create the kinyan? Okay. And so fine. So in other words, so what we're looking at right now is an argument that since we find that Kesef has a weakness, which Chuppah itself seems to be able to fill in, so that means that Chuppah can do what Kesef can do, right? Now, hopefully at this point in time, you're thinking, I'm not sure if that argument is so strong, meaning...
Kiddushin before.
Ah, okay, good. Okay, good. So hold that thought. The Gemara is going to poke a hole at this argument. We have right now an argument. So the Gemara says, okay, you're telling me that Kesef has a weakness? I will counter. And I will tell you that Kesef has a strength. We're on the top of the Amud Beis. That Kesef has a strength. And that is, with Kesef, I could be Podeh. I could be Podeh Hektesh. I could be Podeh Meister Sheni. Obviously, you can't do that with Chuppah. You can't redeem with Chuppah. So the Gemara says, Biyah Tochiach. So the Gemara says, okay, but it's not just Kesef that gets you into marriage. It's also Biyah as well. So fine. So it's going to be Kesef. So don't look at the Kesef. Look at the Biyah. And just like Biyah creates Kedushin and Biyah is weaker, so Chuppah, which is Gomer, so certainly Chuppah should be also a method of Kedushin as well. The Gemara says, come on, Mala Biyah Shekein Kona Biyavama. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you know what? I know Biyah is weaker, but no, it's not. Meaning Biyah could do things that other things can't do, i.e., it can achieve the mitzvah of Yibum. So the Gemara says, Kesef Yochich V'chazar Adin. So the Gemara says, you're right, that Biyah in and of itself has a strength. So the Gemara says, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Biyah, we're going to take Kesef, and we're going to put them side by side. V'chazar Adin lo rizek rizev lo rizek rizat sadashav shabayim shekonin ba'ama v'konin kan. So basically what I'm going to do now is a mematzinu. Let's take a look at these two. What can affect Kedushin? So I have Kesef and I have Biyah. And each one of them has a strength. Each one of them also has a weakness, but Sada Shavisha Behen. But let's look at the commonality. What is the common denominator between the two? They create Kinyanim. So in the world of marriage, they can create Kedushin. Af Ani Avi Chopa Shikona Ba'ama V'kona Kan. Chopa also creates a Kinyan. So the Gemara says, really? Malat Sada Shavisha Mem Shikain Anasa Maruba. So the Gemara says, okay, but I really can't compare Kesef and Biyah to that of Chuppah. Because Kesef and Biyah, Hanasa Maruba. Second time in today's daf, we already pointed out that Kesef has got a lot of Hana, it's money. Biyah has got a lot of Hana, it's Biyah. And meanwhile, Chuppah, again, I go back to what we said earlier. Of the many things that Chuppah is, you know what it's not? It's not Biyah. I mean, that part's clear. So Chuppah does not have a Hana Maruba. It does not have a lot of Hana. So Shtar Yochiach. So the Gemara says, okay, so what we're going to introduce now is the third member of the Kedushin group, and that is Shtar. So Shtar does not have a lot of Hana. In fact, Shtar has pretty much no Hana. So Malashar Shekei Motzi Bebas Yisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, but Kesef, sorry. So the Shtar Shekei Motzi Bebas Yisrael. So, but Shtar has an obvious strength, and that the obvious strength of Shtar is that it creates Gerushin. So as we point down the Amud Aleph of today's daf, Kesef Obia Yochichu V'Chazar Adin Lo Rizek Rizeh V'Lo Rizek Rizeh Hatzara Shav V'Shabem Shekonim Ba'ama V'Konim Kan Af Ani Avi Chupa Shekonim Ba'ama V'Konim Kan. So the Gemara says, okay, but again, Tzara Shava. I'm just going to look at the common denominator of Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. And what happens with all three of them? Kinyanim are created with Kesef, with Shtar, and with Biyah. Kinyanim are created. And they affect Kedushin. Chuppah, a kinyan is created, and therefore it should be able to affect Kedushin. So the Gemara says, well, you know, Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah, so they're all done Balkarcha. When it comes to Chuppah, Chuppah is not done Balkarcha. So the Rav Huna, Kesef Mia Be'ishus Lo Ashkechan. And what Rav Huna will counter, what Rav Huna will tell you is that, wait one second. So when it comes to Kesef, you're right. Kesef is done Balkarcha, like in the example of Amma Ivriya. Like we pointed out in the Amud Aleph, but not in the world of Ishus. There is no Kesef by Ishus that's done by Karcha. The only way you could be Mekasha woman is with her Das. She has to want it. And so therefore, in the world of Ishus, there is no Kesef by Karcha. And so therefore, Rav Huna says, my Kavachomer stance. It's not, it is a Kavachomer, but it's a complex Kavachomer. It's based on a Mematzinu. I have Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. All three of them create Kinyanim. And they're effective methods of Kiddushin. Chuppah, which also creates a Kinyan, also should affect Kiddushin. So, Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvas Badavar. So, Rava says now, as we have successfully, and admittedly, it took a moment, I successfully made the argument for Rav Huna, the Chuppah should be able to affect Kiddushin. So Rava says, I got two questions. Number one, already foreshadowed. Chara, deshol shanan v'dalo tanan. Okay, question number one, nice and simple. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh derachem. The number three is a hard number. It's a cap. Three, not four. Question number one. Question number two. V'od klum chuppah gamaris ala ayyidei kedushin. And also, do you know how chuppah works? Chuppah only works in conjunction with kedushin. It is the second punch in a combination punch. Or, if you prefer another sport analogy, you may prefer neither sport analogy, and that's fine by me. I'm okay with it. But in other words, you know what chuppah is? Chuppah is called the closer. Okay? For a moment, I'm just going to entertain myself, by the way. I apologize. In other words, what the closer does is that he gives you one good inning, maybe two good innings. He's got really good stuff, throws hard in the 90s. But in other words, but you can't have him start. Okay. Anyway.
How could Reb Huna be so emphatic about chuppah when we don't know what chuppah exactly is?
That's our problem. That's not his problem.
But he knew what
it was. Yeah, of course. Of course he knew
so
what it
how
was.
How could we know?
I'm sorry. No, I understand. It's a great question.
But did he lose it?
Right. Right. Well, you missed earlier, by the way, as you, I was struggling over here trying to explain what chuppah is, when of course I don't know what chuppah is. And you know, there are opinions, obviously, in terms of what it is. But that's that problem's on us. He knew what chuppah was. Okay. So, el ayide kedushin. V'chi gamin chuppah shal ayide kedushin mechuppah shal ayide kedushin. I'm sorry, v'chi gamin chuppah shal ayide kedushin mechuppah shal ayide kedushin. And what are you trying to do? You're trying to extract chuppah, meaning we only know chuppah as a closer to that of kedushin. And now you're going a step further. Well, chuppah works in conjunction with kedushin. Chuppah works by itself. You can't do that. Okay, so okay, good. The Gemara's going to, right? So it's an obvious point. I agree with you. In other words, right? Well, as you're going through the discussion, right? They seem to be really strong questions against Rav Huna. Amarle Abaye Hadik Amar Gimel Tanan V'Dalo Tanan. So Tani Milsa Diksiva Beheja Ketani Milsa Diksiva Beheja Lo Ketani. As far as question number one is concerned, I know the number three seems like a hard cap, but here's what I will tell you. In defense of Rav Huna, I will tell you that three is just the number of three which are found in the Torah. Now, that's funny to us, by the way. Found in the Torah, meaning we are now four blot into the Masechta, and they're not found explicitly in the Torah, certainly not Kesef. Right? Kesef, in other words, where am I going to find Kesef Kedush in the Torah? Okay, that's it's not an easy question to answer. The Gemara took a page and a half to answer that question. Okay, but but I'm still going to say, in other words, it's found in the Torah. Masha Enkin, as far as chuppah is concerned, chuppah is not found in the Torah, and it's only learned via deduction. A limud. Okay. Udekamar chuppah gomer sala yidei kedushin, Rav Huna nami hachi kamar. Ma kesef sheno gomer, acher kesef. So, I'm sorry. Ma kesef sheno gomer, acher kesef kone, chuppah shegomeres acher kesef, eno din shetikne. So the Gemara says, well, what Rav Huna is trying to argue is the following. You know, kesef post kesef, I'll say it again because it sounds funny. Kesef post kesef doesn't do anything. And meanwhile, the kesef works, the chuppah post kesef works, so chuppah by itself also works as well. Okay, in other words, it's another way to try to resurrect the argument that chuppah is a real deal. Meaning chuppah does something that kesef can't do. And since you see that chuppah works in an area that kesef can't work, so chuppah is definitely going to work in of itself. Okay. Again, it's, you know, and the Gemara stops over here. Obviously, you know, the discussion can continue on and on. Meaning, okay, but when all said and done, Rav Huna's position is that chuppah is a mechanism of kedushin, and obviously the other Amoraim disagree, and it's easier to argue their position than it is Rav Huna. The Gemara argued both positions. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzav b'ketzav nasalan ketzav osha b'ketzav amar laharei mukadeshes li harei meresus li harei at leinsu harei zim mukadeshes. Okay. How does kedushin work? What does it look like? He gives her the ketzav kedushin and he articulates. Now the amira, the articulation over here becomes critical because handing money by itself is insufficient. Why? Because you need das. Because you need understanding. She cannot get married, Baal Karcha. We just established that. in today's daf. So therefore, what you have to do is that you have to articulate and explain what the purpose of the money is, so that as she is receiving the money, she then understands that this is for the purposes of kiddushin. Aval hisha nasna v'amrein v'amra. But let's say she gives the money and she articulates and she does the Amira. That's not Kiddushin, because Kiddushin is a Kenyan and he's been Kona her. I mean, that has been the supposition of the Masechta from the beginning. Okay, so in the Braisa, so what do we learn? We learn that he has to give the money and he has to do the Amira. If she gives the money and she does the Amira, it's simply a fail. Okay, now, what if he gives the money and she does the Amira? Does that work? Gemara's question. Maskel v'rapapa time the nasan huva amar hu ha nasan huva amra hi ainamakudeshes. Okay, so if he gives the money and she does the Amira, the Kedushin is no good. Why? Because I'm reading the Braisa. And the Braisa says clearly he has to give the money and, emphasis on and he has to do the Amira. In other words, then if he did only one of the two, it's insufficient. That's a read of the Braisa. Ema Sefer, the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to read the next part of the Braisa. And that is, Avahisha Nasna Lo Va'amrahi Lo Havikadushin. What if she gives the money and she does the Amira? Fail. Okay. So now, Taima Danasna Hi Va'amrahi. Ha Nasan Hu Va'amrahi Havikadushin. Well, in the Sefer now, I know what gets you an F. In other words, when she gives the money and she does the Amira. But in other words, but if all I had was a seifa, if he gave the money and she did the Amira, that should be a pass, right? Let's assume pass fail over here, right? We don't have to go give A, B's, and C's.
But okay. It's against the Pusik, because the Pusik says, ki yikach ish ishu.
Okay, fine. So that's what, the Gemara never even entertains that she's going to give the kesef and he'll do the Amira. Right, the Gemara never entertains that. Oh, the only thing the Gemara is entertaining right now is he'll give the kesef, she'll do the amira. So the Gemara says, "Reisha dafka sefer kedei naspa." So the Gemara says, "Okay, so which of the two parts of the brisa are we supposed to be critical in terms of reading? We should critically read the first part of the brisa. The second part is just for symmetrical purposes." V'tini sefer milsa de'sasra l'reisha. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but I know, but it's still so there." Meaning, it really does contradict the first half. Elahachi kamar. Nasan huvamra hu pshita davi kedushin. Nasan huvamra hi nasa kemisha nasna hi va'amra hi v'lohavi kedushin. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll show you how to read the Braisa. Here's how you read the Braisa. Okay, first part of the Braisa. He gives the money, he does the Amira. Perfect. That's textbook. That's what you're supposed to do. What if he gives the money and she does the Amira? It's tantamount to her giving the money and her doing the Amira, i.e. it simply doesn't work. Okay, that's how you can read the Braisa. Ibai zema nasan hu v'amr hu mikudeshes, nasan hi v'amr hi ena mikudeshes, nasan hu v'amr hi sveiki hi v'chayshin medrabanan. Alternatively, the Gemara says, you know what? Do you know why the Braisa doesn't give us that middle case? Because sveika. Because we don't know. In other words, if he gives the money and she does the Amira, we don't know, suffik. And suffik means that we're not sure if they're married. And Rashi over here goes to the standard consequences. That means to say that he's got to give her a get. That means to say that if she accepts kedushin from somebody else, the kedushin may be a good kedushin. Okay. So in other words, suffik. It would be a standard case of suffik. Okay. Let's yadayin shei mochichos. Let's save that for tomorrow. Okay. We will pick it up at the two dots. Yeah. Of Amar Shmuel tomorrow. Okay. Recap. Review. Okay. Today's daf. Number one, Kedusha Mishtar Minale. What is the source of Kedusha Mishtar? That was part one of today's daf, Hamad Aleph. Then, how about learning one from two? There are three ways of being Mekadesh. So how about having a limud where I only have two of them sourced and the third one coming through a Mematzinu? The Gemara says it won't work because the three of them are characteristically different than one another. And even if I try to take a joint of two of them, I can't bring the third one along for the ride. Number three, our third big topic for today was Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that chuppah will be an effective way to be mekadesh a woman. In other words, if you undergo the process of chuppah, kiddushin works under those circumstances. How did he know it? Kal v'chomer. How to articulate that kal v'chomer? That was a good part of today's daf. What would be the counter to Rav Huna? Multiple counter arguments would be posed to Rav Huna. How would Rav Huna defend himself? The Gemara went through that as well. Good. And that took us almost to the end of the Amud Beis. Then the Gemara goes over, practically speaking, what is it going to look like? And the Sina and the Namir. There has to be clear articulation of what the purpose of this Kesef is. You give her the Kesef, and there's an Namir that comes along together with the Kesef as well. He has to do the Nesina, and he has to do the Amira. If he does the Nesina and she does the Amira, so does that work? So in the first response of the Gemara, not at all. In the second response of the Gemara, Suffolk. Adkan.